Listen to this version of Angel Band. See if it can work with a vocal. So much you can do with a banjo playing it slow.
Yeah.
You know?
When you get through there, can I see that banjo?
Yes, sir.
I'll be over in a minute. Okay, you get through.
Hi, Doc. This is Mark Johnson.
Doc play the banjo too?
He sure does.
Oh, I just want to see this.
I know you play the banjo, Doc.
I don't, but.
Hogwash.
Played no banjo in a long time. Got a sweet tone.
Thank you.
What is this?
This is a Deering Ivanhoe. It's a one of a kind. Endorsed for Deering banjos. And there were, some guy had ordered it with a resonator, and somehow they made it into an open back with a flat edge armory in it.
Hmm.
And 14 karat gold. It's really heavily engraved.
God, boy, it is. I've got a Deering. I call it a Git Joe.
Yeah,
guitar neck.
What I like about this is you get a lot of sustain with the notes.
I never could play three finger. I can use this finger. sometimes I do, but I don't, when I'm playing, I never stick that middle finger in there.
Can you play Cold Frosty Morning, Doc? Remember that one?
Most people forget, I guess, to read the liner notes. Merle did the Frosty Morn recording. It's on Remembering Merle album, where it's just me and him with the guitar and him with the banjo. And then he does it on an album called Live and Pickens that's out of print.
I don't think he also played Bright Sunny South, or did you do
that? Yeah, Merle played that. He said, "Dad, you gonna play the banjo on that?" And I said, "No, sir, son. You gotta do it." He said, "Well, let me get over here in the corner for a few minutes." About 5 minutes, come back and said, "Let's put it down." The syncopated notes I get with the left hand. Hammer offs and pull offs. I should get my banjo out and put with it enough to keep the practice up. I haven't played banjo in... I've got an old Kalamazoo. It doesn't have the snap this one has.
No, I do that purposely. I'm the guy that did all the recordings with... I did a thing called Clawgrass with the Rice Brothers, Tony Rice.
Oh, yeah. I've got that CD.
Oh, great. Thank you.
Now I finally met the man that played the banjo on
the Clawgrass. Is it going to be Clawgrass or Blue Hammer? The Rice Family sound that a lot. I did another one on Pinecastle Records. I'm getting ready to do a third one. In fact, I'm staying with Tony tonight. We're talking about possibilities.
So you endorsed the Daring's banjos?
Yes, sir.
Well, they make
the high-end ones.
They make some fine ones, I'll tell you that.
Can I play you too?
Yeah, buddy. I've changed the tuning on your banjo, though.
Oh, I love you changed. Cuckoo's Nest. Fiddle to them. All those bars in there, Tony and I put that stuff together. All that fancy stuff. Yeah. You know, the stuff we went off melody on. Do you know the Colored Aristocracy? Do you remember that tune?
Who?
The Colored Aristocracy?
Oh, I have that by Guy Van Dusen. String from my Get Joe than Bob Dering had on it.
What was it?
It's a John Pierce light gauge, extra light, a light gauge.
And?
Well, it's just a better string for it. The bass strings have more.
I agree with you. These are medium lights. I'm playing a 20 on the wound and a 13 on the G string and an 11 on the B string. And tens on the first and fifth. You know, you can snap that bass string and snap it right off the fretboard.
They had their booth there, and somebody said, "Let's go by and look at Bob's banjos." And then he had that Get Joe there. I said, "Well, I'm a little more familiar with the guitar neck," and I sat down and played 4 or 5 tunes on it. I went back the next day and played it some more. I liked it awful good. And Sunday night, my daughter said, "Daddy, come here and look in the back of the Jeep." And there was that Get Joe, and the cart said, "We want you to have this. You played it different from the rest of the boys." That's all there was to it.
Yeah,
no. God almighty, I thought, man, I don't know what to say.
Well,
and I got the chance to thank them for it.
How many Get Joes have they sold because you have that? That's good for their business, too. But they're really gracious people. They're very, very wonderful people.
No, don't take a banjo.
I came up with recorded this thing with a guy named Mark Newton. We did Pretty Polly.
Yeah.
And I did it when I was open minor tunings. And we did it dead slow.
I've got a six string, five string, I call it, at the house.
Is it a D?
Yeah, no. I don't know if somebody built it. And I tune it a certain way for Pretty Polly. Oh, that's an unusual capo. Never seen one like that.
Page. That's a bluegrass neck, and the regular capo didn't work on that. Needed a page a little wide. It's a mandolin capo.
Tenths of what a note about one.
Yeah.
you talk about Grandma Green on it, and I have a Grandma Green, but you talk about the Little Orphan Girl. Is that a banjo tune?
No. Not at all? It was guitar.
Guitar? That's a great story, though. You really have a Grandma Green?
Yes, I had a Grandma Green. She's been gone for years.
Maybe we're related.
Huh?
Maybe we're related. That's Grandma Green, too.
Well, there's a chance, but there's an awful lot of greens and an awful lot of Watsons. me and Burl was fooling around at the house one time back in the 50s. It was early 60s. And I had an electric guitar around the house that played dances in the 50s. And he put together, he and one of my brothers-in-law, put together a little thing called P.O. Box 36.
Cool.
Yeah. And he got fooling around with that on the guitar, and I got the banjo and played boogie licks on the banjo, and I forgot even how to do it now.
What key was it in?
E.
E? I could put that in E for you. Double E.
Let me give you your capo. I don't want to know what next.
Just put it up on the nut. Just slide it up on the nut.
No, it wasn't a... It wasn't a different tuning. It was. Come on up here, boy. Spikes in the neck. Did you ever meet Ralph Rensselaer, the late Ralph Rensselaer?
Once, long time ago. Yeah. Why?
Something like that. Now, I did it real smooth in there. See, it's just straight E and G tuning. I think I did something with the fifth string. I can't remember what I did. Too many miles went down the pike, Joe.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I'll tell Janet that you fell in love with the Ivanhoe Open Back and see what she says.
Can't play it good. Merle did that on the recording.
Right.
Merle was really the good banjo player in the family.
Oh, yeah.
Did he play Come Across Your Morning at a double C or double D tuning? Do you remember? Was it like open G tuning came up?
He played it right here.
The modal tuning?
Thank you. played it in G.
But he modeled it like that? He had that B string up?
Yeah.
Do that. Can you do it one more time, please? I'll show you the version I've got, but I'd like to see what you're doing because you're in a different position.
Played another one called Twin Sisters.
Yes, indeed.
I don't know if I can remember it or not.
Is that the going sound?
No, I can't remember exactly how it went. Small for these big clubby fingers.
Can you do a thing, Froggy went accordion on a banjo?
I did record a version of that. Let me put his capo back where he had it.
Oh, don't worry about that.
And I'll give it to you just in a second. I use a little shub capo on the mandolin.
Right.
A small one.
I like that one because it stays on the banjo.
I like that capo too.
No, it'll slide in from the top. Gearing did it backwards, which I don't understand.
They slide in from out here, don't they?
Yeah, I don't understand that.
No, mine are done that way.
Really?
Yeah, I can't do it either.
Yeah, I can. It's pretty tight.
God, that is tight, ain't it? Oh, yeah. God,
don't
yeah.
bust your finger now.
I won't. Come on in there. Don't go. I'll quit. Before I break your string.
Yeah, it takes some.
Now, 13, Ralph put those little spikes in my old Kalamazoo neck for me one time at his apartment. He said, Doc, they're little miniature railroad spikes and laughed.
That's exactly what they are, I tell you.
Yeah?
Yeah, I love them.
For a tiny little railroad train.
Hey, Mikey, how's it going
anymore?
Sometimes I can't hardly stand to listen to them.
Listen to this one. This is pretty poly. Mark Newton and I tried to do it like someone was really going to get killed that night.
There was an old recording of that. I don't remember who the guy was that did it. They played it in a C minor. I don't know how he tuned the banjo. Never did figure it out.
This one's in E minor. Open D minor.
Yeah. Thank you. it was a banjo that Oki Adams, a fellow on the West Coast, made, and it has a good bit wider neck than that one. I love the tone of that banjo you have there. It's got a beautiful sound.
Here's one that I wrote.
Do that CD.
Actually, that one's already done. I recorded that with sound. Tony worked with me on that one. You didn't get the second one. I'll mail it to you.
What was the name of that?
It's called Bridging the Gap. And Rice came in. He and I do a lot of duets together. And but I play with these guys out of North Florida. It used to be Claire Lynch's Front Porch String Band. And Bill Emerson produced it. And Herb Peterson did the liner notes. And had a lot of fun with it.
I got to tell you, that's another full circle thing. I met Claire Lynch and interviewed Claire at the Walnut Valley Festival in Winfield, too. And
I have to sing a song. Well, I don't have to, but I've been asked to sing a song with the all-girl group that'll be on the the Merle Fest this year. Claire Lynch and I think Allison Krauss and Lori Lewis.
Is that Mark Dutton's project, the all-girl CD that came out?
No.
And it was just an all-girl thing you're doing?
What CD did you say?
Mark Newton did a CD. It's just coming out. In fact, I think it's not out yet. It'll be out in a couple of weeks. It's all those women you just mentioned.
Yeah.
They did a bluegrass CD.
Yeah, well, they're going to be together on the Merle Fest. They're going to do a set, and they want me to do Blue Moon of Kentucky at the end. They're going to play on it.
I died to hear that one.
I talked to Claire on the phone. I asked her if they knew that, and if they could play it in G, and I said, no, I can't sing it as high as Bill Monroe did. They said, yeah, they could do it. They'd practice on it, and we'd run through it a couple of times before they went on the stage. And they're going to do a thing called Merle's Friends on Saturday.
Hey, can I come?
The first half of it, B-Town's put the group together, son. Richard and Michael and I are going to do 30 minutes of just a 30-minute set about like what Richard and I did, and then the rest of the 45 minutes will be Merle's friends talking about the ones that knew Merle personally. They're going to be talking about Merle, things, little stories, one thing and another, and they'll do some music as they go along. And I'm glad B decided for me and Richard to open that with a 30-minute set of music with some of Merle's flavor and what Richard does with the blues and those other kind of songs like Gypsy Davy and South Coast, Moody River.
Well, Doc, this is a pleasure sitting here with you. I never thought this would happen.
Well, I heard that pretty banjo you had, and I had to see it a minute.
I got to touch it now that I know it's gold plated. Let me.
You bet. 14
karat. I wouldn't mind having a Daring banjo like that, but if he made it, especially for me, if he made one with a little bit wider neck, I could play it much better. No, I don't think I'll...
I'll talk to her about it if you want.
No. I don't much want to do that. He gave me one good banjo, damn it. A good Joe. I didn't ask for it either. It was a gift of love.
I remember that Get Joe. Well, he got a new one like a couple years ago. I confiscated the old one.
Well, what a treat.
For a time being, anyway.
Yeah, Richard, what a Richard treat. Got my old one.
Was that a California trip you rode when you got that?
Huh?
Where did you get the Get Joe? Was it, were you in California?
The old one?
Yeah.
Yeah, Oki Adams made it and gave it to me. And he also gave Merle and I that good Frailing banjo that Merle played so much. That thing was as heavy as a truck wheel.
A truck wheel.
Yeah, man.
That Doc Watson can turn a phrase, huh?
I haven't picked up a truck wheel lately. Fest, it's coming up when? April 27th through the 30th.
Somewhere over the rainbow, oh, why can't I